fans still making their way into the ballpark, but back-to-back nights where we've had a decent number of people here at the Mon, and I mean, why not? Absolutely beautiful weather here. Maybe a little bit on the hotter side of things, but nonetheless, beautiful day here as most seats are in the shade. And here's Bill Nevin with the official introduction of tonight's starting lineups.
Leading off in blank center field, number 6, Daniel Figueroa. Batting second in blank second base, number 10, Dylan Hoy. Batting third, the designated hitter, number 26, Hunter Jump. Hitting cleanup, the third baseman, number 36, Nander Yusadis. Batting fifth, the blank shortstop, number 12, Harold Paul. Batting sixth, the catcher, number 32, Brett Jay.
all set for baseball here at Mon County Ballpark between the visiting Frederick Keys and your West Virginia Black Bears. As we had another Field of Dreams team here tonight, getting the opportunity to meet some of the current West Virginia Black Bears and hopefully be able to say one day, you know, I ran out there with a big leaguer at one time. I ran out there with a future Hall of Famer. We have ceremonial first pitch here tonight. Just before game begins, Bailey here going to throw this one out from the mound and took a couple of hops, but right over the heart of the plate. As we celebrate her story with WVU Children's Medicine, as we take a look at the Black Bears defensive alignment here, Max Alba, on the plate, on the mound. Mauricio Milan, his battery mate here tonight. The infield from left to right, Sam Antonacci, Xavier Pinales, Blaze Brothers, Ryan Hernandez from third to short all the way around. The outfield from left to right, Kyle Hess, Caden Trankel, and Merrick Schloop. I mentioned Kyle Hess in the lineup, 6'1", 200-pound outfielder out of Mount Joy, Pennsylvania, junior from the University of Pittsburgh. Spent some time here at the Mon last season with West Virginia and gets the opportunity to come back in his second stint with the Black Bears, as it'll be Daniel Figueroa, Dylan Hoy, and Hunter Jump, the first three to face Max Alba here in this contest. Of course, these three, along with the entire Frederick Keys lineup, very much familiar with Alba, as they saw him less than a week ago when these two teams met in Frederick, Maryland. Something to point out here, as the lineups were being introduced and the national anthem was being played, no Joe Oliver amongst the Frederick players and coaches. So it'll be interesting to see how this one plays out. Angel Sanchez then will be acting as interim manager for this game. Alba concludes his warm-up with a throw down to second base. And Daniel Figueroa will stand in here for Frederick, center fielder out of Indian Hills Junior College. 5'10", 175 pounds. Looking to get things started offensively for the Frederick Keys. Max Alba utilizes a three-pitch mix, a fastball, the curveball, and the changeup. He gets the sign here from Mauricio Milan, the windup and the pitch. Fastball above the zone, taken for ball one. And we're underway here at the Mon. The first pitch at 7:09. Not too bad in terms of the timing. The 1-0 pitch as Figueroa squares the bunt. It runs down and in on the Keys center fielder, and Figueroa now ahead, two balls and no strikes. Figueroa out of Toa Alta, Puerto Rico. Wind up here from Alba as he squares the bunt again and again and misses down and in. And it's quickly 3-0 on Figueroa. There's Antonacci continuing to creep in as Figueroa squares the bunt. Getting the sign here from Milan is Alba. Pitch comes home, fastball at the knees, taken for strike one. Figueroa, of course, taking all the way. Black Bears middle infielders Blaze Brothers and Xavier Pinales just on the outfield grass. The 3-1 fastball misses outside. It's a five-pitch leadoff walk for Daniel Figueroa here in the top of the first, and Dylan Hoy steps to the plate. Dylan Hoy, a 260 hitter so far this season here with the Frederick Keys, looking to pick up right where he left off yesterday for Frederick, riding a two-game hit streak. Out of Marist College is Dylan Hoy. Alba now working from the stretch. First pitch to Hoya, fastball above the zone, taken for ball one. No score here in the top of the first between the visiting Keys and your Black Bears. Max Alba, drafted in the 39th round of the 2018 draft by the Los Angeles Angels, looking to hear his name called once again as Figueroa gets his lead off of first. 1-0 pitch, fastball just below the knees there of Dylan Hoy, and Keys second baseman now ahead, two balls and no strikes. Outfield for the Black Bears shaded slightly towards their right, our left up here in the media level and suite level, as Alba gives Figueroa a quick look over at first base. Comes set and delivers. Hoy grounds this one to third. Antonacci flips it to Brothers for one. Relay throw over to first. Double play turn. 5-4-3 as the Black Bears go around the horn. Just like that, Figueroa erased and two quick outs here in the top of the first. Solid defensive work there for the Black Bears and a great job by Max Alba to induce the ground ball to turn two, as it'll bring up the designated hitter tonight for Frederick Hunter Jump, product of the University of Kentucky. Jump out of Aliso Viejo, California. Same hometown as 2017 number one overall pick for the Minnesota Twins, Royce Lewis. First pitch from Alba fouled to the netting of the backstop. And the first time here tonight that Max Alba has started out a hitter with a strike, as he fell behind with the first two guys in Figueroa and Hoy. Alba back in the windup. 0-1 pitch line just over the head of Pinales, who really got up there in the air to try and bring that one in, but just out of his reach, and it goes down as a two-out single for Hunter Jump. Nander DeSantis now will stand in. Third baseman tonight here for Frederick, getting the opportunity to slide over after playing shortstop last night. Alba back to the stretch here for West Virginia. Comes set at the belt and delivers. First pitch swinging a fastball at 90 there from the Black Bears righty. No balls and a strike on DeSantis. Nander DeSantis out of Panama City, Panama. Played last season at the University of Missouri in the SEC, one of the finest college baseball divisions in the United States. 0-1 pitch there from Alba. Fastball on the outer half of the zone, taken for strike two. DeSantis came into tonight's contest hitting 311, looking to keep himself over the 300 mark after the conclusion of this contest. Jump getting his lead off of first. Alba coming set, kicks and deals, waved at and missed there, as it was the changeup from Max Alba to retire Nander DeSantis on three pitches, as Alba gets some help with the 5-4-3 double play and then helps himself out with the punch out to end the inning. We head to the Black Bears half of the first. No score here in tonight's rubber match at Mon County Ballpark. Back here for the bottom of the first, as Anthony Figueroa takes the rubber here for Frederick, working with his battery mate tonight, Grant Jay. The Frederick infield from left to right, Nander DeSantis, Hunter Cole, Dylan Hoy, Anthony Heron Jr. Rather, it's Harold Cole over there at shortstop for Frederick. The outfield from left to right, Dominic Freeberger, Daniel Figueroa, and Logan Sanders, as Anthony Figueroa is set to face, for at least the minimum, Caden Trenkel, Sam Antonacci, Blaze Brothers, Figueroa utilizes a four-pitch mix, a fastball, a curveball, slider, and a changeup. 5'9", 165-pound southpaw out of Miami, Florida. Interestingly enough, when given the opportunity to hit, Figueroa a switch hitter. Something you don't see every day from a pitcher. Native of Miami, Florida, is Anthony Figueroa. Of course, Figueroa, strikeout machine at Dyersburg State Junior College. Struck out 135 batters in 12 starts, accumulating 75 and a third innings pitched. And to compare that to his walks, just 30 walks against for Anthony Figueroa, a 16.13 strikeout per nine, as Caden Trenkel gets set to step in here for West Virginia. Trenkel hitting 250 so far this season. Trenkel out of Hillsboro, Texas, and a sophomore from Oklahoma State, getting the opportunity to play here in the MLB Draft League, selected in the 28th round of the 2019 MLB Draft by the Chicago White Sox, playing for the Houston Astros scout team as well, did Caden Trenkel. As Nander DeSantis is drawn in here for Caden Trenkel, first pitch fastball missing inside, getting away from Grant Jay behind the plate here for Frederick, a ball and no strikes to Trenkel. The 1-0 pitch from Figueroa. Trenkel blisters this one out to center field. Figueroa on his horse. That's going to bounce on the warning track off the top of the wall. Trenkel rounding second. He's chugging for third. Trenkel going to be in there with a head first slide. And it's a leadoff triple on just one pitch. Caden Trenkel continuing to hit, and he does it there once again. Caden Trenkel absolutely getting a hold of that one. It's actually a 1-0 count there for Trenkel, so two pitches thrown for Figueroa, but now Sam Antonacci will get the opportunity to drive in Trenkel, who stands just 90 feet away now. First pitch to Antonacci, grounds this one foul down the third baseline. Thought possibly it was going to sneak in past the bag, but our third base umpire tonight, Mark Mayo, ruling that it was just to the left of the third base line. Reminder, Drew Shields calling the balls and strikes, and Mark Schmidt is the one over at first base here in this contest with Mark Mayo at third. 0-1 pitch, curveball there from Figueroa, able to catch the outer half of the zone. Now Antonacci behind, no balls and two strikes. Sam Antonacci out of Springfield, Illinois. 0-2 from Figueroa. Fouls it back towards the stairs there of the Frederick dugout. Keeps the count right where it is. Sam Antonacci, a product of Heartland Community College in Illinois. Mentioned that he was a two-sport athlete at Sacred Heart Griffin High School, all-conference in baseball and basketball. Certainly have seen Sam Antonacci show off his athleticism as Trenkel gets a lead off of third. Infield back for the Keys, so they would concede the early run. 0-2 pitch there, chopped right side. That'll dribble foul off the bat of Antonacci, who was well out in front of the curveball that time from Figueroa. And Trenkel was immediately breaking for the plate, so he will have to retreat. Antonacci, a 346 hitter here with the Black Bears, batting in that two spot, which is all too familiar for him. He certainly found a home in Jed Jerko's lineup. Figueroa now getting the sign from Jay. The 0-2 pitch, fastball misses down and in. Antonacci working himself back into the count, a ball and two strikes. Again, more people continuing to pour in here to Mon County Ballpark for another night of a solid crowd. Figueroa comes set, working exclusively from the windup, the 1-2. Fastball there at 90 in the dirt. We're back even 2-2. A large gap out in right center field as Daniel Figueroa shaded slightly to his right. As Logan Sanders playing more of a traditional right field. The 2-2 to Antonacci, and he fouls it off to the netting of the backstop, close to those same steps of the Frederick dugout where he fouled off the first pitch of the at-bat. At Heartland Community College, Antonacci, an impressive 471 hitter over the course of 208 at-bats. Figueroa gets the sign, working from the left side of the rubber, the 2-2 pitch. Off-speed missing up and in there to Antonacci, runs the count full. The Black Bears would love to have two base runners on for the heart of the order and nobody out here in this bottom of the first. Coming set is Figueroa, the payoff pitch. Antonacci spoiling it as he was well out in front of the changeup that time from Figueroa. Keeps the count right where it is at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Caden Trankel down there at third. Saw just 2 pitches before driving one to straightaway center that ricocheted off the top of the wall. He got a favorable bounce as he possibly could have been stuck at second. 3-2 from Figueroa, chopped over his head. Up with it is Cole throwing over to first, and Antonacci is retired for out number one. But breaking for the plate was Caden Trankel. He comes across the score, and the Black Bears take a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first. Thought maybe Antonacci was going to have the speed to potentially beat it out, but tremendous play defensively from Harold Cole to be able to get there in time and have the throw beat Antonacci by a few steps. As it'll bring up Blaze Brothers, who is 356 hitter so far for the Black Bears. First pitch, he sees fastball knee height on the outer half of the zone, taken for strike one. Brothers, also a two-sport athlete in high school, All-State in football. Out of Springdale, Arkansas, the 0-1 pitch. Little bit of a swing there from Brothers, but held up in plenty of time as the changeup was outside there from Figueroa. We're back even, a ball and a strike. Brothers, a product of Northeastern State, just completing his junior year, and the 1-1 fastball misses outside. Brothers now in the driver's seat, 2 balls and a strike. There's back on March 20th, Blaze Brothers accomplishing something that every baseball player dreams of doing at some point in their career as he hit for the cycle against Pittsburgh State. A 2-1 from Figueroa runs down and in, almost hits his foot. And Brothers now well ahead, 3 balls and a strike. Figueroa here running into some trouble. It's the second consecutive 3-ball count for the Frederick Southpaw. Working from the left side of the rubber, the 3-1, Brothers waves and misses there at the fastball. Sitting in the low 90s is Figueroa. Runs the count full nonetheless. Brothers spent 2 seasons at Cali County Community College in Kansas before transferring to Northeastern State. The payoff pitch from Figueroa, and Brothers blisters this one out to center field. Figueroa on his horse, but able to settle underneath of that one and make the grab just shy of the warning track for out number two. That was Daniel Figueroa running a long way to make the grab, as Anthony Figueroa certainly appreciative of the speed of Daniel out there in center field. But now it brings up the ever-dangerous Ryan Hernandez out of the University of Houston, native of Boston, Massachusetts, hitting an impressive 421 here in the MLB Draft League with nobody on and 2 outs for the Black Bears. They lead 1-0. First pitch to Hernandez, misses down and in. Another changeup there from Figueroa. One just at 79 miles per hour. Ryan Hernandez, pair of home runs so far here with the Black Bears. The 1-0 pitch to him, a fastball down and in. Figueroa getting it up to 91, but it's two balls and no strikes. And now Daniel Figueroa, a few steps to his left out there, shading towards right center field, leaving a large gap in left center. 2-0 from Anthony Figueroa. Fastball knee height taken for strike one. Ryan Hernandez has been a welcome piece of this Black Bears lineup for Jed Jerko, hitting always in the heart of the order as he blisters this one out to right center field, but that'll be brought in by Logan Sanders, a few steps shy of the warning track for the final out, but not before the leadoff triple from Caden Trankel comes around to score as we head to the top of the second inning. It's West Virginia 1, Frederick 0. Back for the top of the second inning, Max Alba getting set to begin inning number two of work, and he'll do so facing 5, 6, and 7 in the Frederick order. Harold Cole, Grant Jay, Anthony Heron Jr. Max Alba induced a very important double play in the top half of the first inning that gave his team the opportunity to score the game's first run. The first pitch to Cole. Off speed, missing in the dirt. The ball and no strikes there to Cole. Harold Cole out of San Jacinto College. Very elite JUCO program as he chops this one left side. It's fielded by Pinales over to Hernandez at first. One gone here for the Keys in the top of the second. Cole came into that at bat hitting 286. Will go down just a few ticks after not being able to reach successfully. And now it'll bring up Grant Jay. Jay looking to get something going here for the Keys in this inning. A 318 hitter so far with Frederick here in the MLB Draft League. Alba continuing to work from the windup. First pitch to Jay, and he fouls it off. That'll carry a long ways out of play on the first base side of the ballpark. Grant Jay hitting 318. As I just mentioned, his grandfather, Joey Jay, the first Little League player to advance to the major leagues and is now in the Cincinnati Reds Hall of Fame. 0-1 pitch from Alba, foul to the netting of the backstop. Jay quickly behind, no balls and two strikes. And his grandfather, Joey Jay, threw a complete game in game two of the 1962 World Series at Yankee Stadium. Grant Jay was named the 2021 Player of the Year in Mobile County, Alabama. 0-2 pitch there from Alba, off speed again, missing just above the letters. Curveball that time from Alba, unable to catch the zone. Gets the sign now from Milan. Working from the windup, the 1-2, and Jay lines this one right at Pinales, who goes up and shows off his vertical to make the grab. That one absolutely blistered off the bat there of Grant Jay. But Xavier Pinales with a little I don't think so and brings it in for out number two. It'll bring up Anthony Heron Jr. Anthony Heron Jr. looking for his first hit here with the Frederick Keys. Both middle infielders for West Virginia on the outfield grass. First pitch fastball taken knee height on the inner half of the zone for strike one. Anthony Heron spent last season with the Frederick Keys in the draft league as well, and that 0-1 pitch is fouled off down the right field line. That'll carry towards the standing room only section of the concourse. And it's quickly no balls and two strikes to the Keys first baseman. Anthony Heron Jr. right now a product of the University of New Orleans as the 0-2 pitch misses outside. Hometown of Chicago, Illinois. As Alba comes set at the belt, the 1-2, and it's called strike three, outer half of the plate, freezing Anthony Heron Jr. like a statue for the final out as Max Alba goes three up, three down through the Frederick lineup. We head to the bottom half of the second. West Virginia 1, Frederick 0.
Fans, WVU Medicine is proud to be a sponsor of the West Virginia Black Bears. Representatives from WVU Medicine Children's are here tonight to speak to you about keeping your kids healthy. Stop by the WVU Medicine tables on the concourse. Find out more about how WVU Medicine Children's can serve your family's health care needs.
Bottom of the second here from Mon County Ballpark. Hunter May, Merrick Schloop, Kyle Hess coming to the plate to face off against Anthony Figueroa in inning number two of work for the Keys left-hander. Hunter May serving as tonight's designated hitter. 318 average so far for May in the lineup. All three games of this series here against Frederick. Majoring in business management at Alabama State. First pitch he sees from Figueroa. A fastball at knee height taken for strike one. Hunter May out of Slidell, Louisiana. The home of Nationals right-handed pitcher Will Harris as he waves and misses at an 82-mile-per-hour slider there. No balls and two strikes on Hunter May. Figueroa getting the sign from Grant Jay, working from the left side of the rubber, the 0-2. Pitch runs down and in, almost hits May, but able to hop out of the way of it. Now a ball and two strikes. Anthony Figueroa, third at the JUCO level this past season in terms of strikeouts, mentioned his 135 number as Hunter May hits one hard out the left center field. Daniel Figueroa had to slide to keep that one in front of him and limit Hunter May to a leadoff single. I'll bring up now Merrick Schloop, tonight's right fielder for West Virginia out of the Czech Republic. Junior from North Greenville University, the Division II national champion in the lineup once again for Jed Jerko. Schloop, a 286 hitter so far with West Virginia. As the first pitch change up there from Anthony Figueroa, high and away for ball one. Schloop spent two seasons at NC State before making his way to North Greenville. Waves and misses at the fastball that time from Figueroa, and we're even a ball and a strike. Black Bears still on top, 1-0 here in the bottom of the second. Triple from Caden Trankel in the first, came around to score on the grounder from Sam Antonacci in tonight's rubber match. The 1-1 to Chloop. Missed down and away, another changeup that time. Chloop ahead once again, two balls and a strike. Chloop trying to become the first Czech player to be drafted into a Major League Baseball organization. 2-1 from Figueroa, waves at it and missed with the curveball. A lot of 12-6 action there from Anthony Figueroa. Two balls and two strikes to Chloop. Figueroa working from the stretch, getting his sign here from Grant Jay. Comes set at the belt. Quick look over to first, brings the 2-2 pitch home. Chloop grounds it to third, fielded by DeSantis, throws it over to first for one. Relay throw, not in time, as it'll go down as a fielder's choice there for Merrick Chloop. One gone here in the bottom of the second. Now Kyle Hess will stand in for his first plate appearance in his second stint with the Black Bears. Kyle Hess, a communications major at Pitt, working here in this lefty-lefty matchup against Anthony Figueroa, native of Mount Joy, Pennsylvania. First pitch, he sees looping curveball, waved at and missed as it got away from Hess. Kyle Hess has some former big leaguers in his bloodline. His cousin Chris Heisey, drafted by the Reds and spent 8 years in the big leagues. Figueroa nods in approval of the sign from Grant Jay. The 0-1 pitch. Another off-speed missing down and away once again. Second consecutive curveball there from Figueroa. Count even a ball and a strike. Chris Heisey also went to Donegal High School, the same high school that produced Kyle Hess. Anthony Figueroa throwing over to first base to keep Chloop over there. Chloop had 32 stolen base attempts at North Greenville, successfully converted 29 of the 32. I'll let those of you at home right now do the math. As Figueroa comes set, the 1-1 pitch, fastball missing outside, two balls and a strike to Hess. In the summer of 2019, Kyle Hess playing for the Bourne Braves in the Cape Cod League. So Kyle Hess, no stranger to playing summer ball. Chloop takes off for second on the 2-1 pitch. Down and away, Chloop in there safely. Goes down as a stolen base there for Merrick Chloop. And the count to Kyle Hess improves to 3-1. Win-win scenario there for the Black Bears. Pitch was taken for a ball and Chloop gets in safely. As we see, Chloop got a great jump there off of first. The head first dive into second base, able to keep the hand on the second base bag, avoid the overslide. Three balls and a strike here to Hess. Pitch comes home and Hess slaps it the opposite way, but foul into the left field berm. Count runs full now on the Black Bears left fielder. West Virginia still ahead, 1-0 here in the bottom of the second. Chloop now in scoring position after the stolen base. Looking to tack on an insurance run here and drive home Chloop is Kyle Hess. Payoff pitch, looping curveball. Hess spoiling it as he just got a piece of it. That'll keep the count right where it is. Anthony Figueroa, a guy on the mound for Frederick who is going to always fight and make sure he does what he can to retire the batter. Comes set at the belt. Another 3-2. That one misses down and away, and Kyle Hess able to draw the walk. Puts runners at first and second with one out now for Mauricio Milan. Mauricio Milan out of El Paso Community College, committed to Wichita State for the fall of 2022, hitting 179 in his tenure with the West Virginia Black Bears. The very popular walk-up song in Pecos, which has taken the college world by storm. Chance to double the Black Bears' advantage here in the bottom of the second. First pitch swinging, comebacker up the middle, base hit. Jimmy Galuski going to wave home. Merrick Schloop, throw is not going to come towards the plate. It's 2-0 Black Bears as it's an RBI single for Mauricio Milan. And the Black Bears lineup just continues to hit. Three singles just this inning here for West Virginia. And the Black Bears aren't playing around as they look to take the rubber match. Kyle Hess holding it second in the process. And now it brings up Xavier Pinales. Pinales, 316 hitter for Jed Jerko, batting from the right side, a switch hitter. 2-0 Black Bears lead. First pitch curveball dropped in on the inner half of the zone for strike one. Xavier Pinales was unranked coming out of high school in his hometown of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, but does not let that stop him, and he crushes this one out to left center field. That one going to one-hop Figueroa, and Jimmy Galuski going to wave home Kyle Hess. Both runners advancing behind him in the process, and it goes down as an RBI double for Xavier Pinales, who continues to hit, and it's 3-0 West Virginia. Milan up the third in the process as the bottom of Jed Jerko's order just continues to hit. The lineup turns over here for Caden Trinkel, but not before Dennis Rasmussen makes his way out of the visiting dugout to have a quick mound visit with his southpaw starter along with battery mate Grant Jay. Just trying to limit the damage here in the bottom of the second inning. Now that the Black Bears have tacked on two more. Of course, with this being a showcase league, the scouts in attendance are going to want to see pitchers have the opportunity to work out of a jam. And any scout here looking at Anthony Figueroa going to get the opportunity to do that currently. With runners at second and third for Trankel. Caden Trankel coming from an athletic family. His dad, Swede Trankel, played basketball at Idaho. His sister, Alexis, playing softball at UTSA. First pitch he sees from Figueroa. Fastball fouled to the netting of the backstop for strike one. Trankel, favorite athletes including Mike Trout and Cody Bellinger. Certainly two talented outfielders. Pitch runs in there and beans Trankel, is unable to get out of the way of it. It'll load the bases with the HBP. If you check it here on the replay, it got Trankel on the right shoulder. No padding there for Trankel, so he'll be feeling that one for quite some time. And now Sam Antonacci will stand in with the bases loaded. Black Bears already have a three spot in this inning. First pitch there to Antonacci, misses down and away. Rather just the two spot. Mauricio Milan still standing down there at third. Bases loaded full of Black Bears. Milan at third. Pinales at second, now Trankel at first. Figueroa now calling for time, and Grant Jay going to make his way out to the mound. And this Black Bears crowd here tonight, letting the two of them know what they think of the mound visit, possibly just a cross-up of the signs. As we do have some activity currently transpiring in the Frederick bullpen, with a righty warming up, it's Jonah Tong. The 1-0 pitch to Antonacci, a curveball almost hits him, but Antonacci able to get out of the way of it. Two balls and no strikes. Pitch, Antonacci fouls that one off over the awning directly to my left. Two balls and a strike now to the Black Bears third baseman. As Figueroa now gets the sign here from Grant Jay. Comes set at the belt, delivers a 2-1. Fastball outside, taking strike two. Antonacci now back even 2-2 in the count. Black Bears ahead 3-0, bases loaded with one out. Figueroa delivers. Curveball runs in, hits Sam Antonacci. RBI hit by pitch as Anthony Figueroa lets his frustration show a bit there after the fact. And now it's 4-0 Black Bears as Mauricio Milan comes to score. Xavier Pinales, Caden Trenkel advances station. And now it brings up Blaze Brothers with the bases loaded. You have to imagine now that the leash for Anthony Figueroa, not much longer, despite only recording four outs so far. Blaze Brothers facing Figueroa for the second time. Fastball missing down and in. Brothers looking to really blow this game wide open here. Just in the second inning, check swing there on a curveball. Pitch caught the zone regardless. Even a ball and a strike. Now Blaze Brothers getting some shouts of support from the Black Bears crowd. We'll look to have their influence as much as possible. The 1-1 from Anthony Figueroa. A curveball skied in the air out to right field. Pinales back to tag. Catch is made by Sanders. The throw goes toward third base. Xavier Pinales will score standing up. West Virginia attacks on one more and they lead 5-0. That'll do the job if you're Blaze Brothers. The sacrifice fly getting a run home, and Ryan Hernandez will step to the plate now with two runners still on. Ryan Hernandez, always a threat here for West Virginia, who spent 2019 at San Jacinto Community College before transferring to Houston. Native of Boston, Massachusetts, first pitch curveball well outside. Hernandez, the ninth batter to come to the plate here for West Virginia in the bottom of the second. As Anthony Figueroa has really had the labor here in the bottom half of the order, now flipped over to the top for the Black Bears. 1-0 fastball missing below the knees. Count even, a ball and a strike. As Anthony Figueroa goes through the signs here with Grant Jay. Shakes one off and shakes a second one off before finally getting one that he likes. Coming set at the belt, kicks and deals. 2-0 pitch chop back towards the Frederick dugout. Hernandez still ahead in the count, though. Two balls and a strike. Hernandez looking to add to his RBI tally. Figueroa coming set, left side of the rubber, the 2-1 pitch. Hernandez will chop it foul again towards the Keys dugout. And now the count evens 2-2. Anthony Figueroa looking to get himself out of the second inning with just the four runs conceded. Ryan Hernandez makes his way back into the batter's box after a quick mental reset. A 2-2 pitch. Curveball missing down and away there as the count runs full to Ryan Hernandez. Anthony Figueroa in danger of walking the bases loaded here once again. You would have to imagine if he loses Hernandez, the day would be done. 3-2 on Hernandez. The payoff pitch from Anthony Figueroa. And Hernandez blisters this one in the air out the left field, but it's going to be hit right at Dominic Freeburger for the final out, but not before West Virginia tacks on 4 runs there in that inning on 3 hits. As we're through 2 here at the Mon, Julia's Pepperoni Roll Race set to come up. We'll bring you the result here when we come back. It's the Black Bears 5 and the Keys nothing. Double Stuff Dave, your winner here tonight in the Julia's Pepperoni Roll Race, tying himself in first place with Pepperoni and Cheese Patty as Max Alba comes set to face 8-9-1 in the Frederick lineup. Dominic Freeburger, Logan Sanders, and Daniel Figueroa. Dominic Freeburger, 2-for-5 yesterday with a run scored in the Frederick lineup. Out of UNC Asheville, two-way specialist. First pitch from Alba, fouled to the netting of the backstop for strike one. A little bit of a late swing there from Freeburger, but got a piece of it. Freeburger, the native of Baltimore, Maryland, looking to get the keys going offensively here in the third. 0-1 pitch, slider there from Alba, missing up and away, evens the count, a ball and a strike. Max Alba working through inning number 3 here, delivers the 1-1, that one's grounded to short. Pinales up with it and able to catch that one on a line drive. Looked very low to the ground, but Pinales was able to go down, and as we see here on the replay, line drive right at Pinales. For out number 1, Max Alba certainly not going to care as it brings up Logan Sanders. Sanders hitting out of the 9th spot, very dangerous hitter for Frederick. Hitting 267 out of St. Petersburg College, fouls the first pitch off as Alba went to the fastball. Max Alba, an interdisciplinary studies major at Liberty University, the school that just produced the Seattle Seahawks' newest quarterback, Malik Willis. Alba working from the windup. The 0-1 pitch waved at and missed there by Sanders. Couldn't catch up to the heat from Max Alba, and Sanders quickly now behind. No balls and 2 strikes. Logan Sanders labeled as one of the best hitters at the JUCO level, and he waves and misses at a pitch there from Max Alba. Third punch out of the day for Max Alba, and there's two gone here in the top of the third as the lineup turns over. Fastball high there from Alba, catching the zone at letter height. Perfect pitch there as the lineup turns over for Daniel Figueroa. Mentioned that Figueroa is out of Indian Hills College as he swings and misses, rather hits the first pitch there right at Xavier Pinales, who brings that one in for out number three, and it's another three up, three down inning for Frederick as we're through 2.5 here at the Mon. West Virginia 5, Frederick 0. Back for the bottom of the third, and the day is done for Anthony Figueroa as the Frederick starter. Went just two innings, conceded 5 runs, all earned on 4 hits. Walked a batter, did not record any punch-outs, as he'll give way to the righty in Jonah Tong, 6'1", 180 pounds, out of Ontario, Canada. A product of Bill Crothers in Ontario. Looking to eat some innings here for the Frederick Keys. Jonah Tong, certainly an arm we've seen here before this season at Mon County Ballpark. Bill Crothers, high school product. We'll be playing at North Dakota State in the Summit League next spring. Considered one to be one of the top high school arms out of Ontario for this year's draft class. Jonah Tong out there hitting mid-90s in his warm-up pitches. He'll face Hunter May, Merrick Schloop, and Kyle Hess. Hunter May singled last inning for West Virginia, ultimately retired on a fielder's choice that was grounded into by Merrick Schloop. And now Tong getting the sign here from Grant Jay, working from the right side of the rubber. First pitch made, chopping it foul towards his own dugout. 94 on the gun there for Jonah Tong. Even harder than we saw him throw in warmups. Perhaps an intentional decision there from the Keys right-hander. One to May. Fastball taken on the inside corner of the zone. May now behind, no balls and 2 strikes. As Tong works rather quickly here against the Black Bears DH. The windup and the pitch. Looping curveball that misses down and in. 1-2 now on May. Daniel Figueroa out in center, shaded slightly to his left. Nice alley out in left center for Hunter May as he sees the 1-2 curveball miss down and away. We're back even 2-2. Product of Alabama State looking to lead off the inning with another base hit like he did last time up, but he fouls this pitch off, out of play on the right side of the ballpark. Keeps the count right where it is, two balls, two strikes. Black Bears looking to add to their five-run lead. Max Alba has conceded just one hit through three innings of play. 2-2 pitch, waved at and missed there as Tong rung him up with the changeup. May was sitting on the heat, got off speed. One gone here in the bottom of the third. Now it'll bring up Merrick Schloop. Reached on the fielder's choice last time, came around to score in part from a stolen base. It was the first of four runs to cross the plate for West Virginia in the second. Tong from the windup delivers a fastball missing up and away. A ball and no strikes now to Chloop. Again, Figueroa shaded slightly to his left. The 1-0 from Tong. Chloop fouls it off, carries out a play on the first base side of the ballpark. We're even, a ball and a strike. Merrick Schloop looking to continue the hot streak that he's had at the plate since joining the Black Bears in the middle of the Williamsport series. The 1-1 pitch to him. Change up on the inner half of the zone, taken for strike two despite quickly falling out of the glove of Grant Jay. Loop back into the batter's box here as Tong works from the right side of the rubber. The 1-2 pitch misses down and away. Off speed that time from Tong. Chloop certainly not fooled. And Andrew DeSantis having a little conversation out on the field with third base umpire Mark Mayle. Tong from the windup and the pitch. Schloop hard liner to second, fielded by Hoy, but bobbled, and he'll have to throw over to first to complete the out, and does so successfully. For those of you keeping score at home, that goes down 4-3. And now it brings up Kyle Hess, singling in his first at bat as a Black Bear in year two of the draft league. Looking to do much of the same here in this at-bat as Jonah Tong has retired the first two hitters he's faced. First pitch to Hess. Looping curveball, missing the top of the zone. A ball and no strikes. Mauricio Milan in that pickle of a situation as the catcher on deck with two outs had to throw off the leg protectors as the 1-0 fastball runs inside on Hess. Two balls and no strikes. A lot of times you'll see the catcher stand in the on-deck circle with the shin guards on and then just throw them off before the at-bat, but Milan wanting to be as focused as possible as the 2-0 pitch catches the zone for strike one. Milan, 5'11", 185 pounds, out of El Paso, Texas. Sees the 2-1 here from Tong, waves and misses. At a changeup, and Grant Jay points to Tong as if to say, that's the one. Tong, one pitch away from getting the keys. Their first scoreless inning when West Virginia came to the plate. The 2-2 pitch. Hess will slap it fouled the opposite way, but down the third baseline, and that one will roll all the way to the wall, so a very long strike two. And rightfully so, Dominic Freeburger just going to grab that one and flip it into his own bullpen. Hess still fighting here in the third. 2-2 from Tong. Chops this one foul down the first baseline, and neither guy willing to give in here is. The battle between Tong and Hess continues. high school graduate versus a college veteran. Another 2-2 from Tong. Hess waves and misses at the changeup. Two punch outs there for Jonah Tong on his changeup as he sets the Black Bears down in order in the third, as we've officially completed a third of this rubber match contest between the Keys and the Black Bears, and it's West Virginia ahead of Frederick by a score of 5-0. Top of the fourth coming up next. Max Alba set to get one more inning here as West Virginia has a lefty already starting to loosen down there in the bullpen. It's Jeremy Cook. I'd imagine he would take the ball in the fifth. Alba looking to keep his scoreless inning streak going, now at 7, would love to have it be 8, and he'll do so facing off against Dylan Hoy, Hunter Jump, and Nander DeSantis. Dylan Hoy played in the New England Collegiate Baseball League last year. First pitch taken for a strike. Change up there from Max Alba. As Alba has just been in cruise control here for West Virginia. 0-1 pitch to Hoy, and he fouls it off out of play towards the concourse on the third base side of the ballpark. Hoy quickly behind, no balls and two strikes. Alba currently throwing just 32 pitches. And that includes the two that he's already thrown in this at-bat to Hoy. 0-2 pitch. Curveball tried to catch the outer half of the zone, but just a bit too far outside. A ball and two strikes now to Frederick, second baseman. The Keys just one hit so far in this contest. 1-2. Change up missing outside, and Hoy works his way back into the count, 2-2. Quick step out there from Hoy, and then back in. Pitch comes home from Alba, and Hoy hits this one high in the air out to right center field, but Schloop getting a beat on it, able to bring that one in shy of the warning track for out number one. As we see here on the replay, Schloop recognizing it right away. Got a great jump. And then able to bring that one in. And speaking of jump, it'll be Hunter Jump coming to the plate here for Frederick with one out in the top of the fourth. Hunter Jump out of Kentucky. First pitch swinging, and that one's going to drop into the gap out there in right center field. Schloop quickly there to field it, and an aggressive turn from Hunter Jump, making sure that Schloop was paying attention as he was trying to earn the hustle double, but he won't be able to do so, and just goes down as a one-out single for Hunter Jump bringing up Nander DeSantis. DeSantis, 29th round pick of the Brewers back in 2018. Out of Montverde Academy High School. Same high school that produced Francisco Lindor. Alba back to the stretch, first pitch. Fastball missing down and away that time. Milan unable to squeeze it completely. Possibly part of the decision there for Drew Shields behind the plate. Alba coming set at the belt. Long pause, the 1-0 pitch, and that one skied in the air out the left. Kyle Hess a few steps back, right on the money, and brings that one in for out number two. As both corner outfielders have recorded an out here in this top of the fourth, bringing up Harold Cole. Interesting lineup here for Frederick, as neither Kendall Yule nor Jake Plastiak, the two most dangerous hitters for the Keys, not in the lineup in a rubber match series finale. First pitch to Cole, lines that one into left center field for a base hit. Tranquil quickly to it, but Keys runners off on motion, throw into second, and Cole is called out as Xavier Pinales slipped that one to Blaze Brothers. You can score that 9-6-4, rather 8-6-4, and that gets the Black Bears out of the inning with just conceding the two hits. We're through 3.5. It's West Virginia 5, Frederick 0. Bottom of the fourth here from Mon County Ballpark. Black Bears ahead of the Keys, 5-0. Jonah Tong, to the surprise of absolutely nobody, back out there for inning number two of work. And he'll do so facing off against the bottom of the order here for West Virginia. 8-9-1, Mauricio Milan, Xavier Pinales, and Caden Trinkle when the lineup turns over. Milan thought he was going to have to hit last inning, but fly out from Kyle Hess took that out of the picture. Milan facing Tong for the first time here tonight. First pitch from the Keys right-hander, fastball missing below the knees, a ball and no strikes. Mauricio Milan getting a little bit of a cheer there from the crowd in attendance. JUCO All-Star Game participant, and he grounds this one back up the middle. Diving effort there from Harold Cole, but unable to get the glove to it. And it's a leadoff single for Mauricio Milan. Xavier Pinales now standing in.
Shortstop, Xavier Pinales.
Pinales from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Home of Hall of Famer Hank Aaron. Certainly every baseball fan recognizing what Hank Aaron has done for the game of baseball. First pitch to Pinales, waves at it and misses a fastball that ran down towards the back foot. No balls and a strike. Daniel Figueroa shaded the step towards left center as the 1-0 fastball misses below the knees. Count even a ball and a strike. Mauricio Milan over at first. Tong working from the stretch as Cook loosens in the Black Bears bullpen. The 2-0 pitch misses down and in. Back pick attempt gets away from Anthony Heron Jr., but it kicks over to Dylan Hoy at second base. So Mauricio Milan not able to go anywhere. Two balls and a strike. Tong nodding in approval of the sign and delivers, and Milan rips this one down the right field line, but just foul as it ricochets off the wall. It separates the field and the berm. And Pinales roped that one. Just a little bit too much tail on the end of it. Count evens 2-2. Tong getting the sign here from Grant Jay. Delivers. Fastball missing down and in. And the count runs full now on Xavier Pinales. Milan getting his lead off of first. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth. Payoff pitch. Pinales rung up on strikes with the fastball in the outer half of the plate. One gone here in the fourth as the lineup turns over for Caden Trankel. Caden Trankel coming to the plate with the classic walk-up song of Jump Around. Tong nods in approval, delivers the first pitch, and Trankel swings away, lines that one into right field for a base hit. Milan going to hold it second, and it's a one-out single for Caden Trankel. He's 2-for-2 on the day. Sam Antonacci now set to stand in. It's 2-on, 1-out here in the fourth. Antonacci 0-for-1, was hit by a pitch in the second, when Anthony Figueroa sort of lost all control there. Hit two batters back to back. First pitch to Antonacci, waves and misses at the fastball on the outer half of the plate. Antonacci looking to keep the party going for the Black Bears offensively. 0-1 pitch, another fastball taken on the outer half of the zone. Antonacci now behind quickly. No balls and two strikes. Jeremy Cook continuing to loosen for West Virginia. Down in the right field bullpen. He'll be expected to come on in the fifth. And just like that, same Antonacci rung up on strikes as Jonah Tong dropped in a beautiful curveball on the back door. Bring up Blaze Brothers. Brothers 0-for-1 with an RBI. Of course, that's brought in on a sacrifice fly. First pitch to Brothers, waves and misses at the fastball. It was over the heart of the plate. Two on, two out here for Brothers. No balls and a strike to count. Tong going through the signs with Grant Jay. The 0-1 pitch. Brothers takes a fastball on the outer half of the zone, and Brothers now quickly behind. No balls and two strikes. Jonah Tong has been very efficient so far through this inning and two-thirds. 0-2 pitch, check swing, but Brothers ruled to have gone around. P- pitch dropped by Jay. He'll complete the strikeout by throwing down to first. So three punch-outs in the inning there for Jonah Tong, despite conceding two singles in the process. As we're through four innings of play, it's West Virginia 5, Frederick 0.
Total joint replacement is one of the most successful surgeries ever done, as long as it's done right. Think about it like the alignment on your car. If your alignment is off, your tires were out first. Robotic-assisted joint replacement surgery, WVU Medicine, ensures that the implants are in the exact spot they should be. If you have a joint problem in West Virginia, there's no reason to go anywhere else with WVU Medicine. For more information, visit wvumedicine.org/joint.
Back here for the top of the fifth inning, it will be Jeremy Cook taking the hill to relieve Max Alba, as we'll run you through his final line here on four scoreless innings. Conceded three hits, struck out three, just the one walk against. Very solid outing once again for Max Alba. Jeremy Cook will be set to face Grant Jay, Anthony Heron Jr., and Dominic Freiberger. Jeremy Cook utilizing a three-pitch mix, a fastball, a curveball, and a slider out of Nova Southeastern. Product of Weston, Florida, which is the home of former Major League Baseball outfielder Manny Ramirez. Was with the University of Miami for two seasons. And now here in the MLB Draft League, 5.40 ERA so far with West Virginia. Warm-ups concluded. Grant Jay stepping in. Grant Jay, when he was coming out of high school, according to Prep Baseball Report, the number one ranked catcher in the state of Alabama. First pitch there from Cook on the outside corner for ball one. Looked to be the slider there. It just didn't have a whole lot of movement. Cook working from the left side of the rubber. Deals the 0-1 fastball. One just missing the outer corner as well. Two balls and no strikes. Two O to Jay, waved at it and missed. Another fastball there from Cook, and he can't catch up to it. Jay still ahead in the count though. Two balls and a strike. Pitch comes home, and Jay lines this one hard out to right field. Going to drop in front of Merrick Chloop, who came in and recognized that that one was just a bit too far out of his reach. Goes down as a leadoff single there for Grant Jay, and Dominic Freiberger, rather, Anthony Heron Jr., will come to the plate. Dominic Freiberger on deck. Anthony Heron Jr., an all-region selection for his previous school, John A. Logan Community College, waving and missing at a first-pitch fastball from Jeremy Cook. Cook coming set, working from the stretch, delivers the 0-1. Curveball missing down and away, evens the count, a ball and a strike. Cook looking to now get himself out of the inning unscathed. 1-1. Fastball missing down and in this time. Two balls and a strike to Heron. Cook coming set. The 2-1. Check swing on the fastball. Appeal out to Mark Schmidt at first base. Ruled that Heron went around. We're back even 2-2. Tong will continue to take the rubber as there's nobody in the Frederick bullpen warming. 2-2 from Cook. Waved at and missed. First punch out of the outing for Jeremy Cook. One gone here in the top of the fifth. And now Dominic Freeburger will come to the plate here for Frederick. Cook now going through the signs here with Mauricio Milan. Quick look over to first, then delivers. Fastball down and in. Gets away from Milan, but able to keep it in front of him. And so Grant Jay not really going anywhere. Ball and no strikes here to Freeburger. Black Bears ahead 5-0. 1-0 from Cook. Curveball missing down and away. Two balls and no strikes. Freeburger playing every position at UNC Asheville with the exception of catcher. The 2-0 pitch grounded back up the middle. That'll carry into center field for a base hit. As it's pair of singles in the top of the fifth for Frederick, putting runners at first and second now for Logan Sanders. Sanders, another right-handed batter that Jeremy Cook will have to face out of Tucson, Arizona. Logan Sanders' father, Anthony, currently the Orioles' first base coach. After playing three seasons in the big leagues, waves and misses at a first pitch slider there from Jeremy Cook. And now Sanders back in and ready to go. 0-1 pitch, fastball taking inner half of the zone for strike two. Sanders now behind, no balls and two strikes. Would be a big second out here for Jeremy Cook after catching himself in a little bit of a jam. Runners at first and second. 0-2 pitch, grounded foul down the first base line. That'll keep the count right where it is. Sanders back in the box. Cook back on the rubber. Cook at the belt. Quick look down to second. Now kicks and deals. Fastball missing outside. Ball and two strikes now to Sanders. Black Bears still ahead in this contest. 5-0 after a four-run second inning, in which the offense really came to life. The 1-2. Sanders spoils it, fouling it off into the sweet level to my right, keeping the count right where it is. To take a look at some out-of-town scores. Top of the sixth in State College between the Thunder and the Spikes. That game currently tied at 4 with Trenton having a runner on and 2 outs. Mahoning Valley up 10-3 in the top of the 4th inning. Jeremy Cook stepping off of the rubber. But with 2 outs, the Williamsport Crosscutters have 2 runners on, so potentially able to get themselves back in. And just as I say that, we get an update as both runs come around to score and Williamsport cuts into their deficit. Keeping things interesting here, as always, in the MLB Draft League. The 1-2 from Cook, a fastball that misses down and in. The count evens 2-2. We have just about an hour left, if you're listening to the broadcast here at the ballpark, to bid on the Mandalorian jerseys that benefit WVU Children's Medicine. Have to be at the ballpark to get the QR code to bid on the jerseys. 2-2 pitch, chopped foul towards the Keys dugout. Keeps the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Logan Sanders giving Jeremy Cook a little bit of a battle here between pitcher and batter. And now Cook going to step off of the rubber and see Grant Jay back to second. Daniel Figueroa looms in the on-deck circle as he'll be turned around with the lefty Cook. 2-2, Sanders chops that one to third. Antonacci fields it, steps on the bag himself. Long throw across the diamond. Double play turned, and the Black Bears get themselves out of the inning. Strong defense behind Jeremy Cook as a double play gets turned once again. Officially reached the halfway point in this one. Black Bears 5, Keys 0. Bottom of the 5th, coming up now as Ryan Hernandez, Hunter May, Merrick Schloop. The first three to face Jonah Tong in inning number 3 of relief out of the bullpen. Hernandez currently 0-for-2 so far tonight. A fly out to both Frederick corner outfielders. Only needs Daniel Figueroa to complete the trifecta. Tong working from the right side of the rubber from the windup. First pitch fastball missing up and away. That one 92 on the gun from Tong. Ryan Hernandez was a 3-sport athlete in high school, lettering in football and basketball along with baseball as he fouls the 1-0 pitch off and out of play back towards section 109. Count even 1-1. Hernandez back in the box. Tong from the belt, kicks and deals. 1-1 curveball missing outside. Hernandez back ahead in the count. 2-1. Activity down in the Frederick bullpen. Pitch comes home. Check swing from Hernandez. A fastball missing down and away. Little appeal out to first base, and Mark Schmidt signaling that Hernandez didn't go around. It's Connor Godwin warming up for Frederick. Three-one from Tong. Fastball, Hernandez fouls it off out of play, running the count full. Long pause here from Hernandez before stepping back in. Payoff pitch to Hernandez. Comebacker almost taking Tong out of the picture. Luckily it got out of the way of it as that ball was scorched off the bat of Hernandez. Goes down as a leadoff single to bring up Hunter May. Hunter May, 1-for-2 so far, single in the second. Tong nodding in approval of the sign. First pitch, fastball taken outer half of the zone for strike one. Frederick bullpen now a little quiet for the time being. 0-1 pitch gets away from Grant Jay. Ryan Hernandez able to take second easily. Evens the count, a ball and a strike. That one go down as a wild pitch as it was bounced in front of Grant Jay. Now we start to see Godwin throw once again for Frederick in the bullpen. Hernandez in scoring position here for West Virginia, already with the 5 spot on the scoreboard. Looking to take the rubber match here against the Keys. 1-1 from Tong, check swing from Hernandez. Ruled to have not gone around, but the pitch apparently caught the zone. Ball and 2 strikes. Tong working through the signs here with Grant Jay. 1-2 pitch. Curveball missing down and in. We're back even 2-2. Hunter May so far this season, 7 RBIs, looking to make it 8. 2-2 from Tong. Fastball missing down below the knees. Then the count will run full for the second time in as many batters here in the bottom of the 5th. Tong with a quick look down to second. Delivers the payoff pitch. And it's a fastball that misses down and away, and Hunter May is aboard and puts 2 on with nobody out for Merrick Schloop. And this is where things start to get interesting. With Merrick Schloop's power. Tong starting to tire. Quick look down to second, first pitch to Schloop, and he blisters this one high in the air out to left center field. Figueroa and Freeburger tracking it. It's off the top of the wall. Jimmy Galuski in a wave home. Ryan Hernandez, it'll go down as an RBI double for Merrick Schloop. and the Black Bears make it 6-0 with two more runners in scoring position. Merrick Schloop missing a home run there by just a few inches. And now Dennis Rasmussen makes his way out to the mound to meet with Jonah Tong and Grant Jay to talk things over. Possibly buy his reliever some time warming up down there in the visiting bullpen. Rasmussen makes his way back to the dugout. Kyle Hess will stand in. Hess, 1-for-2 so far tonight. Single in the second, came around to score. Struck out in the third. First pitch swinging there at the fastball from Tong. Still nobody out here for West Virginia in the fifth. Tong coming set. The 0-1. Fastball down in the dirt. Back even, a ball and a strike. Hess batting from the left side. Two runners in scoring position with May at third, Schloop at second. The 1-1. Fastball catching the inner half of the zone, taken for strike two. Hess now behind in the count. Tong coming set at the belt. And delivers. Hess waving and missing. Ball will get away from Jay. So we'll have to throw down to first. The runners holding at second and third respectively. Second time Hess has gone down swinging. And now it'll bring up Mauricio Milan. Last time up, Mauricio Milan singled to lead off the fourth inning. May still down at third. Schloop at second. First pitch there to Milan. Fastball above the letters. Milan looking to drive in two more. The 1-0. That fastball again above the letters. Doubles Milan's advantage in the count. Two balls and no strikes. We see Milan make his way back into the box. Tong ready to deliver. A 2-0. Check swing there from Milan. Went around. Drew Shields behind the plate making that call himself. And it keeps the count right where, rather, two balls and a strike. Of course, with the check swing, the count's not going to stay where it was. Still two runners in scoring position. Black Bears ahead now, 6-0. Pitch comes home, Milan, comebacker, back up the middle for a base hit. Jimmy Galuski going to wave home, Merrick Schloop. Throw comes toward the plate, it's going to be cut off by Anthony Heron Jr., and now Milan was almost in a little bit of a pickle, but nobody was covering first base with Anthony Heron Jr. in the middle of the field, so Milan's able to get back to first with a get-out-of-jail-free card. It goes down as a 2-RBI single for Mauricio Milan, and the Black Bears lead it 8-0. And now Xavier Pinales coming to the plate. In that ninth spot, 1-for-2 so far is Pinales. Doubled in the second, came around to score. First pitch to him. Fastball missing up and away. Xavier Pinales spent the summer of 2019 in the Northwoods League for the Lakeshore Chinooks. Again, somebody familiar with playing summer ball. The 1-0 to Pinales. Gets away from Grant Jay as it misses down and away, and Mauricio Milan able to advance 90 feet. Pinales doubles his advantage. You would have to imagine that's also a wild pitch there against Jonah Tong, given and it's friendly scoring here in the MLB Draft League. Nonetheless, another runner in scoring position. 2-0 pitch. Pinales fouls it off, out of play. Pinales looking to get the Black Bears one run closer to the double-digit mark. 2-1 from Tong, runs inside on the curveball. Now Pinales ahead 3-1. And it does go down as actually a passed ball against Grant Jay. Well, at least for the time being it does. Tong from the right side of the rubber. The 3-1. Fastball knee height taken for strike two by Pinales. Frederick now with lefty loosening in their bullpen. Kobe Reeves. Pinales pops up the 3-2 pitch, but it carries back and out of play, heading beyond section 102. That'll keep the count right where it is. Of course, with the lefty Trenkel, lefty Antonacci looming here for the Black Bears. Would have to imagine that's a strategy decision there from Angel Sanchez as Pinales chops this one foul into the berm on the right field side of the ballpark. Mauricio Milan still down at second, one out here in the bottom of the fifth. Tong coming set at the belt. Payoff pitch to Pinales. Waves at it and misses. Change up in the dirt there from Tong. And it's two gone here in the fifth. And now Angel Sanchez, in fact, making his way out of the dugout. Day is going to be done for Jonah Tong after 2 2/3 innings. Of course, line not yet complete for Tong as he's responsible for Mauricio Milan at second base. And it will be Kobe Reeves, the left-hander, making his way in from the bullpen. Rather, that's going to be the right-hander. John Paul Ramos Pena making his way in. He thought for sure Angel Sanchez was going to go for the lefty-lefty matchup, but John Paul Ramos Pena going to get the opportunity to have a do-over after Thursday night's result, in which was not friendly for John Paul Ramos Pena. Of course, Ramos Pena went just 2/3 of an inning Thursday night, conceded 4 runs, all of which were earned, conceding the go-ahead RBI triple that Pinales hit to right center field. Ramos Pena, just 17 years old, here in the draft league out of Carolina, Puerto Rico. Out of Academia Presbyteriana in Puerto Rico. Ramos Pena's warm-up period has concluded. As a result, Caden Tranquil will now step in. Tranquil, 2 for 2. Halfway to the cycle, as a matter of fact. A triple and a single. A little bit of a pause in the action here as Ramos Pena going through some final pre-appearance routines. Now set to face Tranquil. First pitch, fastball runs up and in. 91 on the gun there for Ramos Pena. Pena continuing to work from the stretch. The 1-0 waved at and missed there by Tranquil. Evens the count, a ball and a strike. Ramos Pena getting the sign from Grant Jay. The 1-1 pitch. Off speed on the inner half of the zone. The change up there from Ramos Pena taken for strike two. Tranquil now behind in the count. Ramos Pena looking to get Frederick out of the inning and close the book on Jonah Tong. The 1-2, and Tranquil hits this one in the air out to right center field. That's going to drop in the gap. Jimmy Galuski going to wave home. Mauricio Milan. It's going to be an RBI single for Caden Tranquil, and the Black Bears extend the lead. They now are 9-0 up on the Frederick Keys here in the bottom of the fifth. Back-to-back singles and back-to-back innings for Caden Tranquil. And with that, it closes the book on Jonah Tong as Sam Antonacci steps to the plate. 2 2/3 innings pitched there for Jonah Tong. Concedes 4 runs, all earned on 5 hits. Strikes out 7 and walks 1. First pitch to Antonacci, a check swing, ruled to have gone around by Drew Shields, and also a foul tip into the glove of Grant Jay. So now, any run that comes across the plate, courtesy of Jean-Paul Ramos Pena. The 0-1. A fastball that runs down and in. Evens the count to Antonacci, a ball and a strike. Sam Antonacci looking to put the Black Bears as close to the double-digit mark as he can, if not over. Ramos Pena coming set. The 1-1. Off speed there inside. Taken for strike two as it caught just enough of the zone for Drew Shields' liking. Now Ramos Pena one strike away from getting out of the inning. Ramos Pena comes set. The 1-2. Antonacci fouls it off and out of play. Back behind section 101. Count stays where it is. A ball and 2 strikes. With 2 outs here in the bottom of the fifth. West Virginia already with the 4th spot in this inning. 9 runs on 10 hits. Tong coming set at the belt. Kicks and deals. Pitch goes through the legs of Grant Jay and froze Caden Tranquil there for a second, but then advances up to second base. Count evens 2-2. We'll just wait here for the official scoring on that one. easily could go either way in terms of wild pitch or passed ball. Ramos Pena coming set. Pitch comes home on the 2-2, and he gets Antonacci to swing and miss at the fastball for the final out, but not before West Virginia tacks on four more runs here in the bottom of the fifth inning as we're through five. It's the Black Bears 9 and the Keys nothing. Top of the sixth, Jeremy Cook taking the hill here for West Virginia once again in his second inning of work as he'll face top of the order, Daniel Figueroa, Dylan Hoy, Hunter Jump. Figueroa hitting from the right side, first pitch fastball missing outside. A ball and no strikes. Figueroa 0-for-1 here so far tonight with the walk. That walk coming back all the way in the first inning as he fouls off the 1-0 pitch towards the Black Bears dugout, and the count evens, a ball and a strike. Frederick just looking to get something going offensively as they've mustered just 5 hits. Half of West Virginia's tally. Of course, the walks have certainly help the Black Bears cause as well. 1-1 from Cook. A fastball that runs down and in. 2 balls and a strike. Pitch comes home to Figueroa. Take in on the outer half of the zone. 87 with the fastball. And we're back even again. 2-2. From Cook. Figueroa spoils it, fouling it off towards the standing room's only section of the concourse. And now chaos ensues for young Black Bears fans trying to claim a souvenir. Cook working from the left side of the rubber. The pitch. Figueroa spoils it again into the sweet level. Count stays where it is, 2-2. Pitch from Cook. Check swing, but it's called strike 3 on the inner half of the zone. Freezing Daniel Figueroa for out number 1. Pitch perfect there from Jeremy Cook. 1 out in the 6th. Now Dylan Hoy will stand in. Lefty-lefty matchup to favor Jeremy Cook now. Hoy 0-for-2, grounded out in a double play in the first. Flew out to Merrick Schloop in the fourth. First pitch fastball taken on the inner half of the zone. for strike one against Hoy. Native of Monroe, New York. Cook coming set at the belt, kicks and deals. Check swing from Hoy there on the curveball, but didn't go around. We're even 1-1. Turning out to be a beautiful night here at the Mon. Large crowd in attendance. Cook the windup and the pitch. Fastball missing down and away. Hoy now ahead in the count. Activity picking up in the Frederick bullpen. Got the lefty Kobe Reeves up and loosening once again. And the 2-1 pitch is chopped to the right side, but it'll be ruled a foul ball. Evens the count 2-2. As we see it here on the replay, Dylan Hoy fouling it off of his own foot. Of course, Ryan Hernandez, Jeremy Cook had to complete the out just in case, but count stays at 2-2. Hoy taking his time getting back into the batter's box. Two-two from Cook, fouls it off, and that one carries back towards section 103 and into the concourse. Thought for a split second maybe that one was ticketed for media level here at Mon County Ballpark, but more of a line drive. Count stays 2-2 on Hoy. Cook getting the sign from Mauricio Milan. And now time going to be called to allow Cook and Milan to go through the signs one more time. While we're at it, Hoy's going to step out of the box, but right back in. The windup and the pitch from Cook. Fastball missing down and away, in and out of the glove of Milan to run the count full. Nobody loosening in the Black Bears bullpen, so it's Jeremy Cook's game for the time being. Payoff pitch to Hoy. Called strike three, rather, going to be a one-out walk. Thought for sure that was going to ring up Dylan Hoy as we check it here. Very close, but just a bit too low as you see it on the replay monitor. Thought Jeremy Cook was going to get one there, but stingy strike zone in that at-bat from Drew Shields brings up Hunter Jump. Another lefty-lefty matchup here for Cook. First pitch swinging his jump, fouls it off and out of play down the left field line and into the berm and now making its way to the concourse. Jump back into the box. Hoy down at first, getting his lead. The 0-1 pitch, curveball there from Cook. Just a bit too far outside for Shields behind the dish. Even 1-1. Jeremy Cook looking to go two scoreless innings here for the Black Bears in relief of Max Alba. The 1-1 and jump fouls that one off, and it ricochets off a sweet level and carries back down towards the Keys dugout. A ball and two strikes to jump. Hunter Jump continuing to fight here at the plate for Frederick. Of course, Hunter Jump certainly no easy out. Jeremy Cook trying to take care of business here with Jump down to his final strike. And now Jump finally going to make his way back into the box. as Cook gets the sign from Milan. Hoy dancing off first, the 1-2. Pitch in the dirt, gets through the legs of Milan. He can't find it. And Hoy going to advance the second, count evens 2-2. Of course, the last one there against Grant Jay went down as a passed ball. We'll have to see how this one ultimately gets scored. Rather, it was a wild pitch on John Paul Ramos Pena. This one also down as a wild pitch against Jeremy Cook. 2-2, fastball missing, down and away. Runs the count full on Hunter Jump. And now Jeremy Cook in danger of walking back-to-back batters for the Keys. Cook with a look down to second on Hoy. Payoff pitch to Jump. Fouled off. No, it was a drop strike three. Milan will have to gather to complete the strikeout. But in the process, Hoy advances over to third. It'll go down as another wild pitch, but heads up there from Mauricio Milan. You see here on the replay, Jump just missing it as it carried outside. It was a slider from Jeremy Cook. And now Nander DeSantis will stand in. Frederick, their first run potentially 90 feet away. First pitch to Cook, and DeSantis crushes this one out to left field. But Kyle Hess with a sliding grab to haul it in, robbing DeSantis of a hit. And Jeremy Cook gets out of the jam with two scoreless innings. A tremendous defensive effort there from Hess just inside the left field line. We're through 5.5 here at Mon County Ballpark. It's West Virginia 9 and Frederick nothing. We'll be back here for the bottom of the 6th. Kobe Reeves, the left-hander, taking the mound here for Frederick. In the bottom of the sixth, so just a third of an inning of work there for John Paul Ramos Pena. Frederick, however, making some defensive adjustments as Joe Chu comes into the game to play third. Jesus Pena in at second. Carlos Guzman at first. Anthony Heron Jr. moving from first base to right field. First pitch from Reeves, fouled off by Brothers, a fastball heading towards the suites. No balls and a strike here to Blaze Brothers. Reeves the 0-1. Brothers chops it foul back towards the Keys dugout. Brothers behind, no balls and two strikes. Kobe Reeves out of Coastal Bend College. Third year left-hander. First full season as a starter. Committed to play at Texas A&M Kingsville next season. Reeves working from the left side. The 0-2 pitch runs down and in on Brothers. Works his way back into the count. Grant Jay a little bit shaken up there after blocking that ball in the dirt. So Drew Shields will do the honors of taking the new baseball out to Kobe Reeves. Brothers back into the box here. A ball and two strikes. The 1-2 from Reeves. Waves and misses there. And Grant Jay just going to apply the tag to ensure that strikeout has been recorded. One gone here for West Virginia in the sixth. See it here on the replay. Pitch bounced in the dirt. Brothers knew it right away that he didn't get anything on it. And now brings up Ryan Hernandez. Kobe Reeves out of Ingleside, Texas. Set here to face the first baseman slugger in Hernandez. First pitch, fastball missing down and away at 94. Ball and no strikes. Activity now in the Black Bears bullpen. The 1-0 pitch to Hernandez. Another fastball missing below the knees. Two balls and no strikes. Brett Hansen loosening for West Virginia. He'll be the one to take the rubber in the seventh. 2-0 pitch. Hernandez chopper back up the middle for a one-out base hit. Ryan Hernandez just hitting that one back where it came from, and that'll do the trick as West Virginia gets a base runner on here in the sixth. And now Hunter May will stand in. 1-for-2 with a walk. May came around to score in the fifth inning. Reeves working from the stretch now. Set at the belt, kicks and deals. May waves and misses there, and an off-speed from Reeves. Appeared to be a changeup. Nonetheless, it's no balls and a strike. Reeves continuing to work here in the sixth, the 0-1. Fastball, rather a slider in the dirt. Evens the count, 1-1. Hunter May looking to record his second hit of the night. The 1-1 fastball missing outside, and May back in the driver's seat. Kobe Reeves, a first team All-Region 14 selection, along with his collegiate teammate and Keys teammate, Damian Rodriguez. 2-1, May chops this one foul back towards the Keys dugout. Count level at 2-2. Nine runs on 11 hits here for West Virginia. And their day certainly not done as the 2-2 pitch runs down and in on May. Blocked in the dirt by Jay. The count runs full 3-2. gives Cummings set. Payoff pitch to May. Chopper to second. Fielded by Pena. Applies the tag for one, and the throw gets away from Guzman over at first. As we see it here on the replay, sounded like a broken bat for Hunter May, but Jesus Pena just completely misfired there on the throw. So it'll go down as an E4 there for Hunter May as he reaches. Merrick Schloop now standing in. One on, two outs. Schloop, one for three. Looking for more. Missed a home run last time up by a matter of inches. First pitch fastball misses outside. Schloop ended up reaching second base with a stand-up double, came around to score. Reeves nods in approval to 1-0. Off-speed there, outside, back pick attempt. Guzman applying the tag, but back in safely was Hunter May. Two and oh now to Schloop. Reeves quick look over to first, then delivers, and he pumps the fastball by Schloop. Still ahead, two balls and a strike is the product of the Czech Republic. We see it here again on the replay. Just a little bit of a late swing there from Schloop. Just got to start the hands moving a little bit sooner. 2-1 pitch. Fastball in the dirt, blocked by Jay. Three balls and a strike, and Grant Jay has certainly been busy tonight as the Frederick Keys pitching staff has thrown quite a few pitches there in the dirt. Some that have gotten away and carried to the backstop. 3-1 pitch, fastball up and away. Five-pitch walk drawn by Schloop. Advancing May to second. Brings up Kyle Hess. Kyle Hess, one for three. Had the single in the second and then back-to-back punch out since then. So it appears as if Hunter May is not going to be given being reached on an error. It's just going to go down as a fielder's choice. First pitch to Hess. Fastball missing outside. I mean, whether May reaches on an error or a fielder's choice, it's still going down as a few ticks in his batting average being subtracted. Just saves the defensive record of Jesus Pena. 1-0 from Reeves. Looping curveball. Didn't catch the zone at letter height. 2-0 on Hess. Reeves working through the signs with Jay. Quick look down to May at second and delivers. Hess will chop that one foul back towards the Black Bears dugout. 2-1 the count. Reeves working from the stretch. Pitch comes home. Hess check swing. Appeared to have held up in time at a pitch down and away. 3-1 on the Black Bears left fielder. Reeves working through the signs. Quick look down to second, brings the pitch home. Fastball outer half of the plate, taken for strike two. Two outs, both runners will be in motion. On movement from Reeves. Payoff pitch to Hess, and he chops it back over the head of The pitcher fires it over to first. It's Cole for the final out. That was chopped over the head there of Kobe Reeves. But Hess records the final out. So we're through six innings of play here at the Mon. West Virginia 9, Frederick nothing. Brett Hansen making his first appearance here in the series against Frederick, and he'll do so facing Harold Cole, Grant Jay, and Anthony Heron Jr. Another lefty out of the bullpen here for Jed Jerko. Hansen, 6'4", 215 pounds, out of Pleasanton, California. Senior from Vanderbilt, took 2 years away from the game of baseball to complete a Mormon mission. Mission took place down in Texas. First pitch there to Cole. Fastball missing down and away. Hansen was originally committed to Stanford before switching to Vanderbilt. 1-0 pitch popped up back and out of play, carrying towards section 109, evens the count, a ball and a strike. His mission leader actually was former Major League Baseball pitcher Jeremy Guthrie. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball catching the zone in knee height for strike two. Mauricio Milan doing his best there to frame that one. Now Hansen nodding in approval. Delivers. Fastball in the dirt. Back even 2-2. Cole so far today, 1-for-2, a single in the fourth. 2-2 from Hansen, a fastball again, this time missing down and away. Of course, it was a single for Cole in the fourth, but then he went around first base. Caden Trinkle got the ball into Xavier Pinales, who flipped it over to second and applied the tag on Cole, and he hits this one high in the air out the left field. Hess on his horse, able to get there in plenty of time for out number one. Hess, a defensive stalwart here for West Virginia, out in left field, making the grab and brings up Grant Jay. Grant Jay, one for two as well here so far tonight. Brett Hansen, 38th round selection of 2018 draft by the Giants out of high school. First pitch fastball from him, misses down and away. Mentioned that Hansen was from Pleasanton, California, the home of three current big leaguers. Giant shortstop Brandon Crawford, Red shortstop, rather outfielder TJ Friedel, as the 1-0 pitch is waved at and missed, along with Oakland A's outfielder Stephen Piscotty, also was the home of the late John Madden. Crawford and Friedel both went to Foothill High School, which is Hanson's alma mater. 1-1 pitch there, a fastball again, pumped in 92, and Jay can't catch it. A ball and two strikes. Now Hansen shaking off a couple of signs and gets one he likes, delivers a 1-2. Cold strike three, inner half of the plate, freezing Grant Jay with the fastball. Two gone here in the seventh. Check it here on the replay. Perfectly placed, perfect frame, and that makes Drew Shields' job easy behind the dish. Two batters face, two outs here for Brett Hansen. Let's bring you the final line on Jeremy Cook. Two innings pitched, no runs against on two hits, three punch outs, one walk. First pitch here to Anthony Heron Jr. Fouls that one off, out of play. Heron Jr. 0 for 2 so far tonight. Both strikeouts, one looking, one swinging, the 0-1. Looping curveball there from Hansen that didn't break anywhere close to the zone. We're even 1-1. Dominic Freeburger waits on deck. Hansen from the windup. 1-1 fastball outside. Both middle infielders here for West Virginia, just on the outfield grass. Both corner infielders backed up as well. 2-1 from Hansen. Fastball up and away. 3-1. Anthony Heron Jr. hitless here in the MLB Draft League. Certainly not the guy that you want to walk, as one you would think would be a person you'd want to target, as a 3-1 fastball taken in the outer half of the plate for strike two. Cal runs full. Hansen getting a sign here from Milan. The payoff pitch. Cold strike three, inner half of the plate. Mauricio Milan frames it perfectly once again. Two punch outs there for Brett Hansen. It's stretch time here at Mon County Ballpark. And it's West Virginia 9, Frederick nothing. We'll keep you right here for Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Mauricio Milan leading off here in the bottom of the seventh. Kobe Reeves back out there for the second inning of work. And he'll do so facing 8-9-1 in the West Virginia order. Reeves from the windup, first pitch fastball missing up and away. Easy one there for Milan not to even think about chasing. Activity going on in the Black Bears bullpen. A right-hander getting loose. The 1-0 pitch to Milan. Another fastball this time down and in. 2-0 on Milan. Milan fouls that 2-0 pitch off into the netting in the backstop. Still ahead though, two balls and a strike. Milan back into the box here. Reeves continuing to work from the left side of the mound. 2-1 curveball drops it in on the outer half of the plate, taken for strike two. Reeves set at the belt and delivers. Check swing there from Milan. Pitch down and in. Appeal out to Mark Schmidt. Ruling Milan didn't go around. The count runs full. Payoff pitch set to come here in just a moment. And it misses outside. Ball four. It was up and away. Mauricio Milan drawing a leadoff walk. And now Xavier Pinales will come to the plate. Pinales so far tonight, 1-for-3, a pair of strikeouts, but a double in the second. First pitch to him. Fastball below the knees. Pinales batting from the right side here for the first time, as it's been all righties for Frederick thus far, meaning Pinales hit on the left. Check swing there from Pinales on a fastball at 90, but doesn't matter as it catches the outer half of the zone regardless. Rolled a strike by Drew Shields. Reeves coming set. From the stretch, Pinales will foul that one off. It'll carry into sweet level. 1-2 on Pinales. Reeves nods in approval of the sign. Pinales grounds one hard. Diving stop made by Chu. He'll fire it over to first. Head first dive attempt there from Pinales, but not in time as Milan advances to second. Beautiful defensive play there, however, from Joe Chu as the lineup turns over here for Caden Trenkel. Believe it is Zach Ottinger warming up here in the Black Bears bullpen. Rather, it's actually Will Schomburg. As Mauricio Milan caught in a little bit of a rundown there. See it on the replay. Yep, took off way too soon. And Reeves able to fire over to third. Chu cover in the bag. First pitch now to Trenkel. Missing up and in for a ball. Seen that from the Black Bears a few times here in this series where they take off just a bit too soon. 1-0 pitch, and Trenkel with a little flare out the left. Chu onto the outfield grass, able to make the grab for the final out. So despite the leadoff walk, Kobe Reeves faces the minimum there in the seventh. As we head now to the top of the eighth, Schomburg making his way in from the bullpen. It's the Black Bears 9 and the Keys nothing.
Visit WBKids.com. Connect with
Back for the top of the eighth. 8-9-1 coming to the plate here for Frederick. As it'll be Will Schomburg taking the hill for West Virginia. After some solid work from Brett Hansen. Just an inning for the lefty, but recorded two punch outs in the process. No hits against, no runs against. Didn't walk anybody. Certainly an effort there for Hansen he will take. As the righty Schomburg will face Dominic Freiberger to start the ball game, rather the inning. Well, for Will Schomburg, it's the start of the ball game. First pitch from Schomburg, a fastball up and in. Ball and no strikes. Schomburg standing in now, 5'10", 190 pounds out of Davidson College. 1-0 pitch misses inside. Freiberger has to jump out of the way, 2-0. Schomburg, three-time All-Conference Award winner at Forsyth Country Day High School and All-State recognition as a senior. 2-0 off-speed pitch, able to avoid hitting Freiberger, but doesn't get enough of the zone, 3-0. Pitch to Freiberger, misses down and in. It's a four-pitch walk, and it'll bring up Logan Sanders. Of course, Sanders was replaced defensively out in right field, but MLB Draft League free substitution rules, so Sanders can re-enter the game and hit. First pitch to Sanders. Curveball missing down and away. Ball in, no strikes. Carlos Guzman in the on-deck circle. The 1-0 pitch. Sanders grounds that one up the middle. Flipped to second for one. Relay throw over to first. Not in time. So the Black Bears will just get the force out at second. Retiring Freiberger. Fielder's choice there for Sanders. Guzman in the leadoff spot. Sanders staying in the game apparently. Just moving from right to center. Guzman in the leadoff spot for Figueroa. First pitch there from Schomburg. Missing above the zone. Guzman, last night's hero for Frederick, making his first appearance at the plate in the rubber match, which has been all West Virginia to this point. Guzman swings away at the 1-0. It was 93 on the gun there from Schomburg, and it leaves the ballpark. Schomburg getting the sign here from Mauricio Milan. The 1-1 pitch waved at it and missed as Schomburg dropped in a beautiful, beautiful curveball there. Guzman behind, ball and two strikes. Sanders now getting his lead off of first. Sanders 0-for-3 on the night after reaching via the fielder's choice. Schomburg going to throw over. Hernandez applies the tag, but Sanders getting back in time. Schomburg working from the stretch. Delivers the 1-2. Sanders takes off for second. Throw carries into center field. Sanders thought about advancing, but Trenkel reacting quickly keeps him at second base. Count evens 2-2. It was well out of the reach and behind Blaze Brothers. Black Bears looking to keep the Frederick Keys off the board. Schomburg shaking off a sign from Milan. Quick look down to second. Sanders takes off for third. Pitch in the dirt. He's going to run the count full now on Guzman. And Sanders advances with a second stolen base here in the eighth. Guzman out of Winter Garden, Florida. Product of Northwest Florida State College. Payoff pitch fouls it off, out of play. It'll deflect off of media level here at the Mon and ricochet down towards the Black Bears dugout. Section 103. Schomburg came set and then stepped off just to see Sanders back to third. Black Bears infield drawn back, would concede the run, and when you're up by nine, one necessarily not part of the big picture, but he pumps the fastball by Guzman. Punch out there for Will Schomburg, and a big second out. Catch it here on the replay. Ran up and in on Guzman, couldn't get the bat to it. And now it'll bring up Jesus Pena. Pena replaced Hoy in the field a few innings ago. First pitch he sees from Schomburg, the curveball that runs up and in. Jesus Pena was in last night's lineup for Frederick, getting the opportunity to be a defensive replacement here in this one. The 1-0 from Schomburg, fastball missing up and away. Petey Guo on deck to pinch hit for Hunter Jump. Jump serving as the DH. 2-0 from Schomburg, waves and misses the fastball. Letter high. 2-1 now to Pena. Sanders large lead off of third. 2-1. Fastball misses up and away. Pena really in the driver's seat here. 3-1. Schomburg looking to retire Pena. 3-1 fastball framed beautifully by Milan. Runs the count full. Black Bears infield still really far back, anticipating a scorched ball. Payoff pitch to Pena. Waves and misses at the ball. Back-to-back punch-outs there from Will Schomburg. And that gets the Black Bears out of the eighth as they bring the bats up here one more time when we come back. In the meantime, though, it's West Virginia 9, Frederick nothing here at the Mon in the rubber match of this three-game set between the Keys and the Black Bears. Two, three, and four coming to the plate here for the Black Bears. Sam Antonacci, Blaze Brothers, Ryan Hernandez. As Kobe Reeves will be given the task of trying to pitch the eighth here and get the Frederick Keys bats to the plate one more time in the top of the ninth. First pitch from Reeves, a fastball. Antonacci waves and misses. Antonacci 0-for-3 with a hit by pitch tonight. Certainly a night Antonacci trying to quickly put behind him, unless, of course, he can find his way on here. Infield shifted slightly to the right. 0-1 pitch waved at and missed there by Antonacci. Another fastball he couldn't catch up to. Lefty-lefty matchup here for the Black Bears third baseman. Certainly not an easy decision by any means for Antonacci. Pitch comes home from Reeves. Check swing, but Antonacci holds up in time at the pitch down and away. Appeal out to Mark Mayo, signaling Antonacci didn't go around. A ball and two strikes. Reeves getting the sign here from Grant Jay. 1-2 pitch, fastball in the dirt. Even 2-2. Activity down in the Black Bears bullpen. Right-hander loosening. Two-two pitch there. Runs inside and clips Antonacci. Second time tonight he has been hit by a pitch. He'll take the trot down to first base and bring up Blaze Brothers. Brothers so far tonight, 0-for-3 with a sacrifice fly as well. A pair of K's to his name. Brothers certainly looking for something positive here, aside from the run he drove in the early goings of this one. Brothers now making his way into the box to face Reeves. Delivers the pitch. Curveball outer half of the plate taken for strike one. Pitch was in there at 81 from Reeves, who still showing that he can keep his velocity the same. It's Tommy Green warming up in the West Virginia bullpen. His Brothers waves and misses at the 0-1 changeup there. Brothers now behind, no balls and two strikes. Green would be set to pitch the ninth here for the Black Bears. Seen him once here in this homestand, pitched a scoreless inning. Kobe Reeves coming set on the mound. The 0-2, Brothers fouls it off, carries it out of play. Keeps the count right where it is at 0-2. Black Bears a pair of four-run innings tonight in the second and fifth innings respectively, along with the solo tally in the first. 0-2 to Brothers. In the dirt, gets through the legs of Grant Jay, allowing the runner in Antonacci to advance to second. 1-2 now on Brothers. And again, we'll wait to see the official ruling there as to whether that one's considered a wild pitch or a pass ball. Traditional double play now out of order for the Keys. 1-2 from Reeves. That one misses down and in. Count even 2-2. As Grant Jay had to react appropriately there to keep that one from the backstop. Mon County Ballpark not as packed as it was at the start of this one, but those in attendance still making some noise for their Black Bears. 2-2 pitch. That one gets away from Jay, carries toward the Black Bears dugout. That will allow Antonacci to advance to third. He's breaking for the plate. Reeves bobbles the ball, and Antonacci's going to be safe as it was in and out of the glove of Kobe Reeves. Antonacci breaking around from second all the way home, and just like that, it's 10-0 Black Bears. Heads up, base running there from Sam Antonacci. As that one would surely go down as a pass ball, and then possibly a throwing error on Grant Jay. Full count now to Blaze Brothers. Payoff pitch, chops this one left side, fielded on the backhand by Cole. Long throw across the diamond, and he beats Brothers by a step. A loud groan from the Black Bears crowd here tonight, but with West Virginia ahead in this one, 10-0, we'd have to imagine that's simply a call to speed the game up. As we see it here on the replay, Brothers clearly beat the throw over to first base. I mean, it's a tight play to make in a split-second decision over there at first from Mark Schmidt, but a runner certainly won't matter, or I should say shouldn't matter, because we've seen some crazy things here in the MLB Draft League. Ryan Hernandez stepping in now to face Reeves. First pitch swinging on the fastball at 87 comes away empty. Ryan Hernandez, 2-for-4 tonight. Pair of flyouts, a pair of singles. Let's see if Hernandez, one way or another, the other, can create a full house. 0-1 from Reeves, waves and misses there at a curveball. Hernandez now behind. No balls and two strikes. Hunter May looming in the on-deck circle for the Black Bears. Reeves set at the belt and delivers. Hernandez grounds this one to short. Cole up with it. Long throw across the diamond. Scooped up by Guzman. Able to keep his foot on the bag. Two gone here in the eighth. And unfortunately for Hernandez, unable to accumulate the full house in terms of five plate appearances. Hunter May now, he'll stand in. 1-for-3 with a walk, came around to score on that walk in the fifth. Hunter May, possibly the last Black Bear to come to the plate here in this rubber match. Pitch home, fastball down and away from Reeves, a ball and no strikes to May. The 1-0 from Reeves. May waves and misses there. Fastball again. Even a ball and a strike. Both of these teams tomorrow morning will be heading to PNC Park for the MLB Draft League Combine, followed by a scheduled day off on Monday before West Virginia heads to Williamsport. 1-1 pitch taken on the inner half of the plate there for strike two. Upcoming games for Frederick. They're back home at State College, or against State College, starting Tuesday night as May waves and misses there at the changeup from Kobe Reeves, who concedes just the run there in the eighth. Last chance here for the Keys coming up in the top of the ninth. Going to need a miracle. Down 10 here from Mon County Ballpark.
This player holds the record
Top of the ninth. Here we go. Tommy Green time here at the Mon. Set to finish this one off and have the Black Bears officially take the series over the visiting Frederick Keys. Tommy Green will be facing Petey Guo to lead things off. Guo is a pinch hitter here for Frederick. First pitch, check swing, fouled back towards the Black Bears dugout. No balls and a strike to Guo. Petey Guo, 18 years old, out of Shanghai, China. One of three players from the MLB China Academy here on the Frederick Keys as the 0-1 pitch runs in and clips. Petey Guo will toss the bat back towards the dugout. See, it just clipped him on the upper thigh. Now we're going to get another pinch hitter here for Frederick. It'll be Joe Chu. Rather, Chu actually staying in the game for a few innings, getting his first plate appearance. Taking over in the fourth spot for Nander DeSantis, waving and missing at a first pitch fastball there from Tommy Green. Chu looking to give Frederick a little bit of life. 0-1 pitch waved at it and missed. Another fastball there from Green. Chu now behind, no balls and two strikes. Green comes set from the stretch. Pitch comes home. Cold strike three, outer half of the plate. Freezing Chu for out number one here in the top of the ninth. Another punch out here for the Black Bears pitching staff as Milan frames it beautifully on the outer edge of the plate. That now becomes the 11th strikeout thrown by a Black Bears pitcher here tonight. It brings up Harold Cole, 1-for-3 so far. First pitch he sees from Green, fastball up and in, taken for ball one. There's nothing more Tommy Green would love right now than for Harold Cole to ground into a double play and finish this one off. Green set at the belt. Fouled off and out of play by Cole down the first baseline. Still a lot of young Black Bears fans here tonight looking to take home a late souvenir. Green continuing to labor from the stretch. 1-1 pitch. Curveball missing down and in. 2-1 on Cole. Cole has lone hit back in the fourth inning. Green set. Kicks and deals, and Cole hits one high in the air out to center field. Trenkel taking a few steps back, able to bring that one in for out number two. Keys down to their final out. And they'll do so with sending Grant Jay to the plate. Grant Jay, 1-for-3 tonight, single in the fifth. Jay looking to keep whatever little hope remains alive here for Frederick going. First pitch from Green, fastball taken for strike one on the outer half of the zone. First two games of this series, very close back and forth, 9-6 West Virginia in game one. 4-3 Frederick in extra innings last night, and this one has been an onslaught as Grant Jay hits one high in the air down the left field line. Kyle Hess over, but it drops just foul. Grant Jay behind, no balls and two strikes. And just like that, Frederick down to their final strike. Looked good off the bat initially for Grant Jay, but just a little bit of late tail to it and a bit too much underneath of it for the Keys backstop. Green staring in, Milan providing some instructions. Now getting the sign. The 0-2 pitch. Jay chops it foul back towards the Keys dugout. Count stays at 0-2. Jay back in the box after quickly stepping out. Green working from the stretch. Comes set. The 0-2 again. Waves and misses. Grant Jay retired. Two punch outs there for Tommy Green. And the Black Bears take the series finale. Take the series here in this one. The game 10-0. The series 2-1. West Virginia back in the win column here tonight. In what was a dominant performance from them on both ends from start to finish. As I'll take you through a little bit of a post-game recap here in this one. Once again, your final score, West Virginia 10, Frederick 0 here at the Mon. The Black Bears got out to an early lead in the first inning when Antonacci grounded to second base, scoring Caden Tranquil after he crushed a triple to center field. In the second, the Black Bears started the party with a four-run inning. Mauricio Milan singling to center field, scoring Merrick Schloop. Xavier Pinales double to center, scoring Kyle Hess, Mauricio Milan, and then Blaze Brothers with a sacrifice fly out to right field that scored Pinales, making it 5-0 in favor of the Black Bears. Two scoreless for West Virginia, and then the Black Bears tacked on four more in the bottom of the fifth. Merrick Schloop with a double to left center field. That one missed the home run by about 6 inches. That scored Ryan Hernandez. And then Mauricio Milan, another single back up the middle to center field, scoring Hunter May and Merrick Schloop. Caden Tranquil once again coming through in the clutch, singling to right field, scoring Mauricio Milan. And then in the bottom of the eighth, a pass ball from catcher Grant Jay allowed Sam Antonacci to score from third base. Rather, Antonacci took off for third base on a stolen base and then came around to score as a result of the passed ball and then an errant throw. The throw from Grant Jay had beat Sam Antonacci by about 2.5 steps, but Kobe Reeves unable to bring the ball in, and as a result, Antonacci coming around to score. So you take a look at the Black Bears tonight. Caden Tranquil 3-for-4 at the plate. Sam Antonacci 0-for-3. Blaze Brothers 0-for-4. Ryan Hernandez 2-for-5. Hunter May 1-for-4. Merrick Schloop 1-for-3. Kyle Hess 0-for-3. Mauricio Milan 3-for-3. Xavier Pinales 1-for-4. Of course, for guys such as Hunter May, Merrick Schloop, Kyle Hess, Mauricio Milan, each of them with a walk. A couple of hit-by-pitches there and scattered throughout, but nothing too major. Pitching here tonight got started with Max Alba, went 4 scoreless innings as a starter, gave up just 3 hits, struck out 3, walked 1. Jeremy Cook pitched the 5th and the 6th, going 2 scoreless, conceded 2 hits, struck out 3, walked 1. Brett Hansen, Will Schomburg, Tommy Green, each a scoreless inning in the 7th, 8th, and 9th respectively. Brett Hansen, a perfect inning, 2 punch outs in the process. Will Schomburg conceded a walk, but also struck out too. And Tommy Green, a perfect inning there in the ninth. Rather, no hit inning as he conceded the hit by pitch when he caught Guo on the jersey. Once again, your final score here tonight, West Virginia 10, Frederick 0. Black Bears taking the series 2-1. They take you through some out-of-town scores here one more time. State College defeating Trenton in State College 7-4. Mahoning Valley and Williamsport still going on in the bottom of the eighth. The Scrappers ahead of the Crosscutters 14-8. And the Scrappers knocking on the door once again with 2 in scoring position at second and third with nobody out. Your winning pitcher here tonight goes to Jeremy Cook, who pitched the 5th and the 6th shutout innings. And as for Frederick, the loss ultimately going to be suffered by starting pitcher tonight, Anthony Figueroa, who went 2 innings of ball, gave up 5 runs, all earned on 4 hits and a walk, and did not strike anybody out. West Virginia has the combine tomorrow morning and afternoon at PNC Park. Scheduled off day Monday, and then a 6-game road trip against Williamsport and Mahoning Valley before the Black Bears are back here at home on Tuesday, July 4th. Rather, it's Williamsport and State College for West Virginia, so not a lot of travel between the two there in Williamsport and State College, but nonetheless, it's a six-game road trip for West Virginia after having six in a row here at home. Once again, final score, West Virginia 10, Frederick nothing. Back in action here at the Mon are the Black Bears on Independence Day, July 4th. First pitch scheduled for 7:05. The pregame show will be at 6:35. I'll be here for you all series long in that one, along with Mike Seitz. He will be back here in the booth after taking a nice week away here on vacation. We'll be certainly grateful to welcome Mike back to the ballpark here, and he'll be on the call with myself. He'll be doing the play-by-play. I'll be serving as the analyst all three games here at the Mon. Thank you all for tuning in here tonight in this series finale rubber match between the visiting Frederick Keys and your West Virginia Black Bears. Thank everybody here at Mon County Ballpark in the video production room, along with the general manager of the West Virginia Black Bears, Leon Sonato. I am Drew Von Sayo, and we will see you on Monday, July 4th at 6:35 for the pregame show.